Kim, there's been a lot of talk in the canola markets this week about what's happening up in Canada.
Yeah, you know, it's been wet up there. They didn't get canola planted. They didn't get wheat planted. They had, you know, their crops. They just didn't get in the ground. They released that estimate yesterday. What I read, the market doesn't believe they lowered the acreage enough. So there's going to be less canola acres and less wheat acres, spring wheat acres in Canada this year.
So what does that mean for canola prices?
Well, the canola price in Oklahoma has went up just a little bit. It's now somewhere around $7.50 a bushel, maybe slightly higher than that. So I think it means higher canola prices. And what people are thinking about is, what does it mean for canola prices in 2011?
Right.
And so I think what it means is that the canola prices should hold into next year.
Right. What about as far as profitability goes with that crop this year?
Well, it's good. It's actually better than wheat. You've got canola around $7.40, $7.50 a bushel. The cost of production are about the same as wheat. The yields have been, you know, 35, 40 bushel an acre when it's managed properly. So you've got some good profit in canola on wheat. You've got a lower price. $3.50 to, you know, around $3.60 to $3.90 now in Oklahoma. And of course, now we're getting some good yields in wheat, but you've got a significant, you know, $3.75 versus $7.50. Where's the profit?
Right, big difference there. As wheat harvest wraps up around the state, how are prices holding up? Have they changed at all?
Oh yeah, wheat prices have, over the last two or three weeks, have come up 50 to 60 cents a bushel. We've seen a good increase in the basis. If you look around the state, especially in the northern, central and northern parts where we got protein, that basis is $1.05, $1.10, somewhere in that vicinity. If you go south with the lower protein, you got a basis at a minus $1.35, R to $1.50. So we've had a good price increase in wheat prices, and that makes selling it look pretty good.
Right. So what is the marketing strategy? A few weeks ago we were saying you may want to store this year with that higher price if things change.
Remember I said we'd get a 50 cent price increase by November 1 and we got it already. Yeah. So I'd sell some of that wheat. I think the basis, I can't see it going any lower. If we can pop through the $5 level on the July contract, or about $5.10 for the September contract, I think we can get some higher prices. I'd sell some and I'd store some, maybe a third, or sell a half and store the other half.
All right, Kim, thanks for being here as always. Good stuff.